You know, one of the oldest tunes on a fiddle was Turkey in the Straw. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there was an old fiddler come on TV. Mm-hmm. He didn't live first down here. I think he lived right here just across the river in what we call West Florida. Mm-hmm. Ain't over 50 or 60 miles over there. But there was a bunch of them, they was on, come on TV of these old fiddlers, and they was asked these questions, what is the oldest tune? Well, they used to do a lot of dancing, and Turkey and Straw was, I think, was the, you'd say about the highest recognized tune there was. Mm-hmm. And, Sheridan, that was a pretty popular tune. And let me see, the devil, I can't think of that name. That Woolfolk, that was a real old tune. Mm-hmm. And but I know a lot more of them if I could just think of them. Mm-hmm. I used to sit around and hear the old, I remember hearing the old, my daddy. He used to fiddle, but he never was one of these expert fiddlers. Mm-hmm. But then he kept a fiddle for years and years and years. I don't even know what they become of his old fiddle. Mm-hmm. But he had a fiddle when I can first remember. And he had that, I know he had it in 1920. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what ever become of that fiddle. He could even fool me. He might have given it to somebody. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Matt is a short name for... if you ever have somebody you might call Matt?
Well, yeah. I know the... both sex. Mm-hmm. I know women, girls, and men. Mm-hmm. With the name of Matt.
Mm-hmm. What would that be short for?
It would be short for anything or not. Mm-hmm. I never did hear it called, in other words, Matt would be it. Mm-hmm. Now, Pearl, that was a pretty popular name for a girl. Esther, there was quite a few Esters. Mm-hmm. And quite a few Mamies. Mm-hmm. And but there's been so many of them. Truly, there was quite a few Trulies. And I knew one girl. I never, the only one I ever know of having her name, Mayor Zetta. Mm-hmm. I believe that's the only one I ever know.
Mm-hmm.
She was my age.
If you had a man and his name was Matt, what might his long name be?
Well, if I ever heard anything but Matt, I don't remember it.
If you have a preacher that's not really trained and he doesn't have a regular pulpit or a lawyer or somebody like that, would you ever use a word for him? Or a carpenter? Would you ever call him a jackleg?
Oh yeah. Now there's a what they call a jackleg lawyer. He was a jackleg preacher. Mm-hmm. Jackleg carpenter. Yeah, that's used quite a bit. Now that's unskilled, mm-hmm. either one of them professions. Mm-hmm. In other words, you used him if you didn't need too much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean.